Soon after the Tsar returned, ready, so great was his love, to forgive his wife a third time. But it was then too late, and thinking that the Tsaritsa was drowned, he at length married the elder of the two sisters and brought them both to live in his palace, where the chest floated a long time or a short time in the sea ocean, on smooth water or rough water. The little Gidon, who had been hidden in the Tsaritsa's sleeve, was growing like wheat flour when new yeast is added to it, not by days but by hours, until at length he began to speak. "Little mother," he said, "I've not room enough. Let me stretch myself." "Nay, little soul," she answered, "I hear no sound of the waves lapping on the sand. The water is deep beneath us. If thou dost stretch, we shall be drowned." The chest floated on, and at length its bottom began to scratch against hard pebbles. Then the little boy said, "We touched something, little mother. May I stretch myself?" She gave him permission, and he began to stretch himself. And so strong and sturdy was he that the iron bands broke asunder and the chest fell to pieces. Looking about them, they saw that they were on an island which had a high hill sloping down to a green field surrounded by a forest. The mother and her son crossed the field and entered the forest, searching for a path that should lead them to some habitation. They found none, however, and were about to return, weary, to the meadow, when Tsarevich Gidon came upon a purse lying on the ground. Opening it, they found a flint and steel and were glad, thinking that with a fire they could protect themselves against cold and wild beasts. Tsarevich Gidon struck the flint and steel together, when instantly there appeared a sharp axe and a huge hammer. "Here we are, master," said the axe and hammer. "By God's blessing, by the order of the pike, what command wilt thou be pleased to lay upon us?" "Build us a palace to live in," answered Gidon, "and fetch us food and fetch us drink." At once the axe flew at the trees and began to chop, square, and sharpen them, and the hammer to pound them into the earth for a foundation. And while the Tsaritsa and the Tsarevich watched, there began to rise on the edge of the forest a palace of white stone with battlemented walls, more splendid than has ever been seen in any tsardom, richer than can be guessed or imagined, whose like can neither be told in a tale or written with a pen. They entered it, and found therein whatever the soul could ask. Now, before many days, it befell that a ship came sailing that way, and the shipman wondered greatly to see there, on what had been an uninhabited island, a stately palace with golden domes and walls of white stone, and they landed to see this marvel. The Tsaritsa met them and made them her guests, giving them food and drink to their heart's desire. "O merchants," she said, "in what trade are ye concerned, and whither sail ye from here?" They answered, "We have traded in the skins of sables and black foxes in foreign marts. Now we sail to the east, to the tsardom of Tsar Saltan the Glorious." "A happy voyage to you," said the Tsaritsa, "and give a greeting from me to Tsar Saltan." The merchants re-embarked and sailed to the tsardom of Tsar Saltan, who called them to be his guests, and they came before him, where he sat, sad-faced on his golden throne, with his new wife and her sister by his side. As they sat at table, the Tsar said, "O merchants and tradesmen, have ye voyaged far, and to what lands went ye? Is it well or ill across the blue sea ocean? And what new wonder is there in this white world?" The shipman replied, "O Tsar's Majesty, we travelled over all the world and were on our way hither when we saw a new wonder more marvellous than any. There's been of old time in the sea ocean an island without inhabitants, save they were wizards or wild beasts. It had a great flat meadow on which grew a single oak tree, and about it was a dense forest. So hath it always been. Yet but now, as we came to it, we found there a splendid palace, with towers whose tops were golden, and with green gardens about it. In it dwells a beautiful Tsaritsa and a Tsarevich, and the Tsarevich has legs golden to the knee, and arms silver to the elbow, and in his hair are little stars. We landed there, and the Tsaritsa entertained us royally and sent a greeting to thee." Tsar Sultan wondered greatly to hear, and said, "As God lets me live, I will visit this wonderful island and see it with my own eyes." But his wicked wife and her younger sister, not wishing him to go, began to sneer. a palace on an island. What is that to be compared to the marvel of which I can tell thee? What marvel is that? Asked the Tsar. She answered, Across 3 times 9 countries in the 30th Tsardom, there is a green garden. In the garden is a mill which grinds of itself. It winnows the grains and throws the chaff 100 versts away. By the mill stands a golden column, and up and down the column climbs a learned cat. As it goes up, it sings songs, and as it comes down, it tells stories. Hearing of this new wonder, the Tsar gave up his purpose to visit the island. The merchants, having loaded their ship with other goods, sailed on a second voyage, and passing the Tsaritsa's island, cast anchor and were again entertained. And they recounted there how Tsar Sultan had desired to sail thither till his wife had told him of the mill, the golden column, and the storytelling cat. As soon as they had made their farewells and sailed away, Tsarevich Gidon took from the purse the flint and steel and struck them sharply together, and immediately the axe and hammer appeared, saying, Here we are, thy servants. By God's blessing, by the order of the pike, what dost thou bid us do? I will have, near this palace, said the Tsarevich, a mill which grinds and winnows of itself and throws the chaff 100 versts away. By it must be a column of gold on which climbs a cat, telling tales and singing songs. At once, axe and hammer disappeared, and next morning, when he went to his balcony, the Tsarevich saw that the garden, the mill, the golden column, and the clever cat had all been brought as he commanded. He caused the servants, the axe and hammer, to build by the column a crystal summer house in which the cat should live, and each day the Tsaritsa and Tsarevich Gidon amused themselves by listening to its songs and its stories. Time passed, and again the ship returned from her voyage, and the merchants wondered to see the new marvels. They landed, and the Tsaritsa, meeting them, bade them enter and taste of her hospitality. She gave them honey to eat and milk to drink, and treated them so handsomely that they scarce knew themselves for pleasure. O tradesmen, she asked them, what do ye barter, and whither sail ye from here? We have bartered carpets and stallions from the Don around the whole world, they answered. Now we sail to the eastward, to the Tsardom of Tsar Sultan the Mighty. A good journey to you, said the Tsaritsa. Bear to Tsar Sultan greeting from my son, Tsarevich Gidon. The merchants spread sail and voyaged to the Tsardom of Tsar Sultan, and a second time he summoned them to bear him company. And as they ate and drank in his sumptuous hall, he asked them, O tradesmen and mariners, doubtless ye have traversed the whole earth. What have ye seen, and what news do ye bear? And is there any new marvel in the white world? They answered, O mighty Tsar Sultan, we have truly visited many countries and seen many strange things. But the most wonderful is this. When we were guests before, we told thee of an island on which, bare and uninhabited of old, we found a splendid palace with a beautiful Tsaritsa and a brave Tsarevich. On this sailing, we passed again that way and put in at the island, and now, beside the palace of white stone, there is a green garden with a mill that grinds and winnows of itself, and cast the chaff 100 versts away. Beside it is a golden column on which a cat climbs continually up and down, singing songs and telling tales. And there is a summer house of crystal in which the cat lives. The Tsaritsa showed us these wonders, and her son, the Tsarevich Gidon, sends a greeting to thee. When Tsar Sultan heard this, again was he seized with a desire to see the island, but as before, his evil wife and her sister sneered, and the wife said, A rare thing in truth. Thinkest thou the mill and cat are so wonderful? What indeed are they beside a marvel of which I know? What is that? Asked the Tsar. She answered, Across 3 times 9 lands, in the 30th Tsardom, there is a wood, and in the wood a fir tree. On the tree lives a squirrel, cracking nuts with its teeth. These are not ordinary nuts, for their shells are of gold and the kernels of emerald. He who owns this wonder is the richest Tsar in all the world, for his wealth never ceases to increase until it cannot be reckoned. And deeming this an even greater marvel, Tsar Saltan again laid by his purpose to visit the island. The merchants filled their ship with new merchandise and set sail for distant lands, and passing the island again, were welcomed by Tsaritsa Marfa and Tsarevich Gidon, to whom they recounted their visit to Tsar Saltan. Nor did they fail to tell how he had purposed to sail thither until he had heard of the fir tree, the squirrel, and the nuts of gold and emerald. When they had departed, Tsarevich Gidon struck together flint and steel, and the axe and hammer, appearing, said, "Master, we are here. By God's blessing, by the order of the pike, what wilt thou that we accomplish?" "Plant me here," said the Tsarevich, "a fir tree. On it let there be a squirrel, which cracks with its teeth, nuts whose shells are of gold, and their kernels of emerald." The axe and hammer disappeared, and next day when he arose, the Tsarevich found all done as he had commanded. He bade them build a summer house of crystal for the squirrel to live in, and the golden shells and emeralds he put into the palace treasury, till the wealth could not be reckoned. It befell at length that the merchant's ship returned from its voyage and cast anchor at the island. The Tsaritsa met and welcomed them, giving them to eat and drink, till for rich feasting they scarce remembered their names. "O shipmen and merchants," she said, "what merchandise do ye bear, and whither fare ye from here?" And they answered, "We are laden with steel swords and with precious armour, which we have traded throughout the whole world, and our way is eastward to the Tsardom of Tsar Saltan the Magnificent." "A fair wind to you," said the Tsaritsa. "Carry my greeting and that of my son Gidon to Tsar Saltan." And so they sailed on to the Tsar's dominions, and a third time were summoned to his presence, and feasted. And before they left him, he said, "O merchants and travellers, in all your wayfaring, what new sights have ye seen? And is there any fresh marvel in the white world?" "O Tsar's Majesty," they replied, "we told thee before of the island with its palace, its self-grinding mill, its golden column, and its learned cat. On this voyage also we visited it, and were entertained right royally. And now, in addition to the other wonders we recounted, there is there a fir tree on which sits a squirrel, cracking with its teeth nuts, whose shells are gold, and whose kernels are emerald. The squirrel lives in a crystal summer house, and the golden emeralds are piled in the palace treasury till it overflows with such riches that the like is surely not to be seen in the whole world. The noble Tsarevich Gidon showed us these things, and we bear to thee a greeting from him and from the Tsaritsa, his mother." The Tsar was truly astonished to hear of this, and said to his wife, "In truth, the wonders of which thou hast told me are all to be found in this surpassing island. Canst thou recall any marvel to match this?" She answered spitefully, "That is not so hard. There is in a dense forest under a crooked oak tree a great flat stone which covers an underground room, and in the room are six Tsareviches, more beautiful than can be told. Each has legs golden to the knee, arms silver to the elbow, and in his hair are little stars. A witch keeps them hidden, and there lives in the white world no man clever enough to find them out or to learn who they are." Tsar Saltan, hearing, was silent, thinking of his dead wife and of her promise to bear him such hero sons. He dismissed the merchants with rich gifts, and they bought goods to fill their ships and sailed away again on the wide sea ocean. In time they touched at the island of Tsaritsa Marfa, and being entertained, recounted to her their visit to Tsar Saltan's court, and how for a third time he had purposed to voyage thither, until his wife had told of the underground room and of the six Tsareviches with their legs golden, arms silver, and stars in their hair. When the shipmen had departed on their way, Tsaritsa Marfa told Tsarevich Gidon the story of her life with Tsar Saltan, and what she had suffered at the hands of her wicked sisters. "These six Tsareviches," she said, "whom the witch hides in the forest, are surely none other than my own dear sons and thy little brothers. Let us depart in search for them." So the Tsarevich struck together his flint and steel, and bade the axe and hammer build a ship which would fly either on land or sea, and which should take them to the witch's forest. Next morning all was ready, and they straightway embarked and sailed over the sea ocean and over the open steppe to the edge of the forest where the Baba Yaga had hidden the stolen princes. Whether the journey was long or short, whether it took a 12-month or a day, they found the crooked oak tree, and Tsarevich lifted the great flat stone, and they entered the underground room. They looked here and there, and presently saw 6 little soiled shirts lying on chairs. The Tsaritsa took them, washed them clean, rinsed, wrung, and hung them to dry. 6 little plates sat on a table unwashed. She washed them all and dried them and swept the floor. Hearing a noise outside, she said, "Someone is coming. Let us hide behind the stove." They hid themselves, and the 6 Tsareviches entered, all with legs golden to the knee, arms silver to the elbow, and with little stars in their hair. They saw how the room had been swept and the plates and shirts made clean, and were glad. "Show thyself," they cried, "thou who hast washed and tidied our house. If thou art a beautiful girl, thou shalt be our little sister, and if thou art a Tsaritsa, thou shalt be our little mother." Then Tsaritsa Marfa showed herself, and the 6 Tsareviches ran to her, and she took them in her arms and kissed and caressed them and told them who they were, that she was indeed their mother, and Tsarevich Gidon their little brother. She brought them from the forest to the magic ship, and it sailed with them like a white swan over the open steppe and over the blue sea ocean to the Tsaritsa's island, to her palace of white stone, and there they began to live happily together. Now, when its voyage was finished, the ship of the merchants came back from the ends of the world and put in at the island. The Tsaritsa welcomed them, and she and her 7 sons gave them such feasts and such amusements that for delight they would have remained there forever. "O merchant travellers," she asked them, "in what cargoes do ye traffic, and whither go ye from here?" "We have sailed about the whole world," they answered, "with goods of every sort that tradesmen carry, and from here our course lies eastward to the Tsardom of Tsar Sultan the Splendid." "Fair weather to you," she said, "and take a greeting to Tsar Sultan from me and from these my 7 sons." The ship departed, and when it was come to the Tsardom of Tsar Sultan, he made the merchants yet again his guests, and as they ate and drank and made merry, he said to them, "O tradesmen and far-journeying adventurers, ye have sailed to the uttermost lands. What strange thing have ye seen? Is there any new wonder in the white world?" "O great Tsar Sultan," they replied, "thou didst hear from us before of the island in the blue sea ocean, of its Tsaritsa and her Tsarevich, and their palace of white stone, with the marvels there to be seen. On our way hither we again stopped there, and now the lady hath with her not one Tsarevich, but 7, so handsome that we know no words to tell thee of them, and each has legs golden to the knee, and arms silver to the elbow, and in their hair are little stars set close together. And when we departed, the Tsaritsa sent to thee greeting from herself and these 7 sons." When the merchant spoke thus, the wicked wife of Tsar Sultan opened her mouth to speak, but the Tsar rose up and silenced her. "Tell me no more of thy marvels," he said to her. "What am I, a Tsar or a child?" And having dismissed the merchants with presents, he sent for his ministers and boyars and bade a fleet to be prepared, and that same day set sail for the island. Tsarevich Gidon, sitting with his little brothers at the window, saw the ships of Tsar Sultan coming over the blue sea ocean, and called to his mother, "See, our little father is coming." He went to meet him and brought him into the palace to the Tsaritsa. Seeing her, Tsar Sultan recognized her, and his breath stopped and his face flowed with tears. He kissed her and embraced his 7 sons, and all began to weep and rejoice together. When they had spent some days in such happiness, they went aboard the ships and sailed back to Tsar Sultan's realm. He summoned his ministers and boyars, his princes and judges, and they condemned his evil wife, and she and her sister were put into a chest, barred and bound with iron, and the chest was thrown into the sea ocean. But God did not protect them, as he had protected the Tsaritsa and her son, for they sank at once into the lowest abyss and were drowned. But Tsar Sultan and Tsaritsa Marfa, with the 7 Tsareviches, lived together always in bright-faced joy and increased in all good things. And Tsaritsa Marfa was as beautiful in her old age as she had been in her youth.